I think for me, what was really interesting from your research and talking about the ethnography and your work with practitioners, bringing out kind of tensions in your practice and their practice and what it means to do research from different spaces. So for you, the notion of doing ethnography in a certain place was really important, that you were kind of physically moving around that space. And then what I found quite interesting is how the practitioners you were working alongside felt they didn't need to go into that space, and it was much more generative and useful for them actually to talk about and conceptualize the space in a kind of abstract way. Although they're drawing it on a map, which is really useful, they're able to speak about and travel around that space in a different way as they would be able to if it was physical.
Absolutely, Elsie. And I think what you helped me really put my finger on through that space that we were granted really yesterday was to think through, you started talking about it as me being allowed to sort of say the unsayable. I think I'd been puzzling over the fact that actually I thought that we were both going to walk into the sort of physicality of this space. That actually, and what they needed was the gift, if you like, the affordance to step outside that space of practice. You know, they're so immersed in this space. Actually, the sort of respectful researcher position that I needed to adopt was to allow them out of that practice space in order to speak otherwise in the abstract. And actually, it rendered, we've found fascinating consequences.